This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
This is a Fox News alert. This is Ed Henry live in Singapore. We now have breaking details about what is in this document that was signed by the president and Kim Jong-un. The document specifically spells out that Kim Jong-un now commits to, quote, complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. I want to quote it directly. President Trump, the document says, committed to provide security guarantees to the DPRK, and Chairman Kim Jong-un reaffirmed his firm and unwavering commitment to complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. So you're going to have critics coming out undoubtedly in the hours ahead saying that maybe this is not such a big deal, but hang on a second. When you look at the nitty-gritty detail, it certainly sounds like we're moving towards, anyway, moving towards denuclearization. Let's get some live reaction. Jesse Jane Duff, she's live in Washington, a retired Marine gunnery sergeant, a senior fellow with the London Center for Policy Research. Good to see you, Jesse. What's your immediate reaction to not just the events we've seen unfolding, but we've been waiting for these details? We finally got our hands on it. Certainly sounds like we're moving towards denuclearization.
This is mind-blowing. The hair on my arms raised when the producer told me what the outcome was of this document. I am thrilled. We are all thrilled. This is a very positive step in the right direction. We've all been skeptical. We don't know if it's going to be a hat trick. We haven't tried to figure out, or we've been trying to figure out, what are the what is Kim up to? What is he going to do? Is there going to be a sleight of hand? We even all expected that possibly President Trump would walk away. We have seen nothing but progress up to this point. I think every person out there on this planet right now had to gasp and say, oh, my God, because we have waited over 70 years for this.
Jesse, I want to read some of the other details. We're just getting, this is spilling in as breaking news. The United States and the DPRK will join their efforts to build a lasting and stable peace regime on the Korean Peninsula. Obviously, a long way how you define peace and how we're going to get there. But the idea that the president said before this summit, I'm on a mission of peace. His critics laughed. His critics said, this may never get off the ground. And here it is in black and white, Jesse.
Well, the problem that we do have is that the Kim family has never been on a mission of peace. Their whole goal and objective has been to reunify with the peninsula, South Korea, that is. So when you now remove their capability to attack or assault or take over South Korea, my biggest fear now is that Kim is going to be suddenly disarmed and aware that he is really vulnerable. And when he is a vulnerable man, you get very nervous reactions from any dictator who has disarmed. Yeah. So this is where we have a big risk. What is the next step to protect Kim? That is my first question. Not that I want to protect him, but if he cannot protect himself, then we can't see this moving forward, because essentially those nuclear weapons,
Jesse,
have been his life insurance policy.
There's a last point in this document signed by the president and Kim that I want to get your reaction to as a military veteran. It says the United States and DPRK commit to recovering POW MIA remains, including the immediate repatriation of those already identified. There are a lot of people in the United States still waiting for answers about the remains of their loved ones from the Korean War. This is an important development as well.
This just touches my heart. I'm so overwhelmed to hear this, because the fact of the matter is they're all across the nation. POW and MIA flags fly all across this nation. And there are many men who have served during the Vietnam era, and women, that never saw their loved ones or family members or fellow service members again. And we don't know where their remains are. And if this can happen, this is an extraordinary move to the patriotism of our country, to feel some gratitude.
No doubt, what a historic evening and a historic announcement coming out of Singapore early this morning, last night. Absolutely incredible. We're going to talk more about this historic event with the former Congressman Bob Beaupre, who's coming up next. Stay with us, America. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Kim Jong-un last night called the document historic, said it would lead to a new era in the U.S.-North Korea relationship. We had a historic meeting and decided to leave the past behind. The world will see a major change, Kim said. Trump called the meeting honest, direct, and productive. It's a first bold step toward a bright new future for his people. Our unprecedented meeting proves that real change is indeed possible. Adversaries can indeed become friends. We can honor the sacrifice of our forefathers by replacing the horrors of battle with the blessings of peace. Bob Beaupre joins us now, the former congressman out of Colorado, chairman, the former chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, dairy farmer, businessman, real estate developer. Robert, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. I hope you are, Bill.
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you much. Boy, I'll tell you, the world is doing better, you know, in hearing this news, and we're greatly encouraged by this. I guess with cautious enthusiasm, we move forward and take on the process, right?
Yeah, you framed it very well. I mean, history would tell us to be extremely cautious with the North Koreans. Kim, his father's father, they have all made and broken agreements repeatedly in the past, so. If ever trust and verify was appropriate, it certainly is in this case. But with all of those cautions out there, and we need to keep them front and center in our minds, it is still a very historic moment. I mean, just think back as recent as a couple of months ago, and a lot of observers were believing that we were headed to a nuclear war, that both Donald Trump and Kim Jong-il I mean, bellicose is probably not quite a strong enough word to describe the language that was going back and forth. And you know, a lot of people thought the war was somehow inevitable. It is truly a historic moment. I don't think we can understate it. I think the fact that both men have been optimistic in their comments since they parted company late last night, at least last night our time,
right.
And so we need to be very encouraged, but as you said, cautious at the same time. It's potentially a very big moment in history.
Well, you talk about the denuclearization of the peninsula. One thing that was brought up that is very concerning, of course, is that, you know, for Kim to make this move to denuclearize, I mean, this has been their linchpin And to let that go, it seems that this was in concert with the release of those three generals prior to the meeting. Obviously, it would seem, I say obviously and seems, again, you know, in trying to understand what happens in North Korea, that there had to be some, you know, lack of unity between these generals and what Kim Jong-un was about to do.
Yeah, I don't think you can read it much differently than that. Mm-hmm. You know, who knows all what's going on inside North Korea and inside the mind of Kim Jong-un.
Mm-hmm.
But these, it would appear that, you know, there's enough unrest, there is enough economic strife, starvation even, the sanctions have worked, and whether he is addressing a reality that he is not immortal or invincible, and that something has to change, and the quickest way to change it is by establishing something that resembles a reasonable relationship with the United States of America and some of his neighbors. I think it'd be a mistake not to acknowledge the impact of the Chinese in getting us at least to this point.
After all, they flew in there, right? They flew to Singapore.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I think she in China has undoubtedly been very helpful in at least getting it to this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a guy, it's hard to comprehend in 2018 that the leader of any nation has been as isolated and hermit-like as has Kim Jong-un, but he's not one of these guys who flies around the world and sees how the rest of the world functions and exists. So perhaps his eyes are getting open that there is a better path for him and his people, and I don't think you can minimize the insistence on security. I don't think he's talking only security for his nation. I think he's very much talking about security for himself. So
you know, without a doubt,
the way of a Muammar Gaddafi.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe he's at least reasonable enough to understand that threat is very real, too.
Well, we also know that the military is a big part of North Korea. They've got a lot of power, you know, and again, with the ouster of these three generals, are we looking at a potential junta that could take place?
Well, many have said that might be the biggest threat that he faces, and even people that live under the strong hand of a dictator, an unreasonable dictator like him, sooner or later the pain becomes too much, the isolation becomes too much, and you can go back in history and ask Julius Caesar. We know how that turned out. So, and Gaddafi's very fresh in everybody's mind. A lot of us think, count me in this camp, that is our hope for change in Iran, too, is that there is an overthrow of that regime and they replace it with something a whole lot better and more reasonable. Kim Jong-un could understand that he faces that kind of a threat. You know, this is the guy who rubbed out his own family members.
Exactly.
To strengthen his position. Things usually don't end well for people to behave that badly.
Right,
and he may be understanding that potential reality and looking for a way to save his own hide.
Well, Bob, what concerned me a little bit was the looseness of punditry that was taking place prior to, and of course that will continue because we are a First Amendment type country. But I would hope that people would be a little bit more responsible. I was concerned even when the Vice President had made a reference to Gaddafi. Here we are. We're trying to have the North Koreans and Kim Jong-un see the vision of what could be, for his country. And this was the pitcher. I mean, it was almost Steinbeck, you know, it was Steinbeck-like that Trump was painting a picture for Kim Jong-un about his country having, you know, prosperity and the kind of things that could take place. I mean, after all, he had just been to China. And, of course, now he goes to Singapore and he sees what's happening in Singapore. I mean, what a lovely city. And you know, I mean, it's a country, an island, a city all unto itself that is magnificent and very prosperous. And, you know, here he is seeing... you know, here's a clear contrast between North Korea and Singapore right before your eyes. You visited China before. There's a lot of possibility here, and that's the dream and vision that you'd want this leader to focus on to get through this transition, because he's going to be challenged. There's no doubt he's being challenged right now. Anyway, that conversation, I want to continue that on the other side of the break. We're talking with former Congressman Bob Beaupre right
here. If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Yeah.
your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life to the dead and darkest night. Speak life when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope. You speak love. You speak.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
How wonderful, huh? I tell you, when it rains, it is a beautiful thing. And when you have the leader, the despot of the Hermit Kingdom himself, citing that this is a new era in U.S. North Korean relationships, that the historic meeting in it, that both leaders decided to leave the past behind to look forward. And Bob, that's what vision is all about. Our conversation with the former congressman, Bob Oupre, who joins us and has been with us for the previous segment and this one as well. Robert, vision is a powerful thing. And what Donald Trump brought with him and what his, envoys prior to have, put before Kim Jong-un is the what if possibilities. What if the Korean Peninsula was denuclearized and they became, no longer an enemy to the international community, but became a product for good? What could that mean for the North Korea and its people?
Yeah, I hope that that is the vision that Kim Jong-un has heard and perhaps sees now in his own eyes. We talked before the break about him visiting places like Singapore and getting out finally and seeing what the rest of the world is like. Roll back the clock to the recent Olympics.
Yes.
And that may have been quite a big step forward as well. When he announced he would participate, North Korea would participate in the Olympics, he goes to South Korea, he sees what's actually going on there. I mean, our eyes through the news media, even if we don't travel there, are pretty clear. We see those images all the time. South Korea has developed into one of the good economies, great economies of the world, and their standard of living right along with it, of course, for their people. Mm. And yet across the DMZ, his people are starving to death and they can't keep the lights on. I think you used the word vision. I hope that's part of what is finally coming through to this guy we all have said at different times in very recent past is a madman. Mm-hmm. And perhaps an uncontrollable madman, unfortunately, with nuclear weapons.
Exactly.
A long way to go, Bill, before we can say, oh, happy day, and that
right.
North Korea goes the way of Germany or Japan and become a friend and a free and open society with a robust economy. But you're right. Painting that vision and that possibility for Kim Jong-un is undoubtedly a critical part of Trump's strategy and this very serious hardball diplomacy.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of vision and Donald Trump as an artist, he had to paint a vision first in America of a fair trade experience. Yes, the pundits, because they hate Trump, anything that is associated with Trump has to be maligned. And even on the heels of, about ready to meet with this North Korean, you hear all this wackiness coming out of our country. I mean, you think there could be some hope for restraint for just a moment. Save your punditry as to what's going on. Plus, on top of that, you're out of your lane. I mean, you're reporting, you're observing on what's going on, but you know little about business, and it's clear that you do with some of the comments they made. And I'm sure, Bob, for you as a businessman, you're watching what Donald Trump is doing regarding the trade issues. And what he's painting for America is a vision of fairness. And he's also using those same colors for our trade partners. They know they've been getting away with murder. They're not, you know, fooling anybody. And Donald Trump, you know, with courage, has come in and said, look, it, you know, we're going to level the playing field. It's going to be win-win for everybody. America has invested in your countries. Enough is enough. It is time to level the playing field.
Yeah, he campaigned on it. And this mm-hmm. is a promise, a campaign promise, yet another one, that he is clearly intent on keeping. You know that in my past, for a long, long time, two generations. In fact, our family were dairymen. We the milk cows didn't wholesale, didn't retail the milk. We were the wholesale producers. Had a herd of cows, and that's how we made our living. And I knew full well, even back then, that the export trade agreements of dairy products into Japan or into Canada, excuse me, were extremely unfair, and yet nobody did anything about it.
Right.
That's just one industry. Trump has pointed out, and I applaud him for it, that the dairy products are tariffed, they're taxed at a 270% rate if they want to go into Canada, so obviously you don't send anything that way. I applaud him for this. Is his tact the same as I or a lot of other people would take? Probably not. He throws the zinger in there to get their attention, and I think that's what he's doing. And to make his point that, as you said, enough is enough.
Right.
And, promises made, promises kept. A lot of people have come to believe that politicians don't do that, but this one seems intent on doing precisely right. that. And we'll end up being better for it if he can pull it off. And I think he'll pull it off. But here's something that's very important to remember. Of the G7, there's a temptation, I think, and especially if you read in the media, they would treat everybody as equals. We're not equals.
Mm-hmm.
The United States economy is larger than the other six put together.
Right.
So you think they can't afford to do business with the United States of America? Of course they need access to our markets with their goods and our goods their direction. So much as he's done, I think, in North Korea, a lot of the tensions have risen, and there's been words said at the end of the day, and I don't think that day will be very long. All of these countries will be back to the table, and they say, all right, and now how can we do business again?
Exactly.
And he'll negotiate, I think, I fully expect, freer and fairer, as he says, trade agreements.
Well, it was interesting because I had this conversation about 10 years ago. I shared with the audience here in the last week with former Governor Mike Huckabee, and when he was running for president. And that was a question I asked him. I said, what happened to fair trade? You know, when did free trade become unfair trade? And, and this is where we're at. I mean, this has been going on. Like you say, your family, you experienced this directly. There are others, many others. And, and when you talk about the position that America is in, fact, one pundit had said something about, well, you know, you need to consider all the foreign investment, you know, like as if that offsets some of the trade imbalance. I said, well, if you imagine if the thing was fair, I mean, the foreign investment would increase all the more because America would be doing that much better, would it not?
You're absolutely correct. And it isn't only tariffs that have been unfair. When I was in Congress 12, 14 years ago, we had a family business. I believe they were from New York or Pennsylvania. They made pumps, a very sophisticated fluid pump. And he showed us the Canadian knockoff, and it wasn't even a knockoff. It was identical.
Yes.
Said the parts are interchangeable. They steal our technology, and our government's done nothing about it.
And here we are. We're maligning the Chinese, and we have such a good neighbor as Canada stealing from us. I mean, this has been the order of the day, right, Robert?
Yep.
Yeah, this is amazing. And America, thank God. I mean, this is what we've been saying about Donald Trump, is that he has been an exposing agent, you know, for America and for the world. And I believe that we will all be the better for it, but it is going to take some time. Former Congressman Bob Beaupre on Bill Martinez Live. Robert, always an honor. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You bet, my friend.
Take care.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan Lennon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with the America 28 minutes before the top of the hour. The co-author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration and senior editor of The Stream, John Zemerick, joins us now. Dr. Zemerick, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Thanks. Good morning. It's good to be on.
Hey, boy, after a historic night, and there's always something that keeps on going. I know that you were excited by all the news that was coming out of Singapore last night. As you read more about Singapore, I wanted to get on a flight to go out there and experience, the island country. It is a spectacular place. Maybe the next time we could meet there, John. What do you think?
That sounds like fun. I'd love to try their cuisine.
Yeah, be a nice write-off here. I want to talk to you about Tommy Robinson. Explain to our audience what's going on. I mean, this thing is really boiling over here. What's going on there in London?
Yeah, Tommy Robinson is a grassroots activist just an ordinary blue-collar Englishman who noticed just how aggressively radical Islamists were bullying native-born Englishmen. Mm-hmm. These people come allegedly as refugees, but you know, they often pass through several safe Muslim countries on their way to get to Britain to go on a very generous welfare system. You've got these radical imams with up to four wives and 20 children living on public assistance, living on the dole, so that they can full-time preach the necessity of imposing Sharia law on everyone in Great Britain. And the government just lets it happen. And what he discovered, he was one of the first people to blow the whistle on the fact that thousands of girls from age 11 up to 16 were being raped and repeatedly raped, gang raped by young Muslim immigrants. And that the police were doing nothing about it because they were afraid that if they tried to enforce the law and protect these young girls, they would be accused of racism. And remember, in Britain, you can go to prison for alleged racism.
Exactly.
There's the man Kevin Crahan. He did a stupid prank that in America might get him a fine.
Mm-hmm.
He left a bacon sandwich on the steps of a mosque. He went to prison for more than a year, and he was put in prison with a bunch of violent Muslim felons.
Oh, wow.
Knew what he had done, and he died in prison. And the authorities never did an autopsy. We don't know why he died. Well, guess what? Now Tommy Robinson is in a prison full of violent Muslim felons. He was filming on the steps of a trial of Muslim child rapists. And he was filming outside the courtroom. He was filming himself. But there was a court order. Apparently in Great Britain, you know, in America, when we have a sensitive trial, we sequester the jury. We
yes.
lock them up in a hotel with no media.
Mm-hmm.
In Great Britain, what they do is they censor the media for the whole country. Rather than sequester the jury, they sequester the whole country. So the government was not allowing anyone to report on this trial. And Tommy Robinson defied that. He was arrested, charged, sentenced, and imprisoned all within 5 hours.
Wow.
That.
Wow.
5 hours, you go from walking free to serving a sentence. His sentence is 13 months in jail. That's 2 months more than the Polish communists imposed on Lech Walesa when they cracked down on Solidarity. And I think, and plus, the British government kept Tommy Robinson's trial secret. They threatened any media outlet that reported on it with a massive fine. So in order to find out about it, I had to use Signal, which is an encrypted phone app, so that a British journalist could illegally tell me what was going on over there so we could report it in the U.S. And people in Britain only found out about it by reading U.S. websites, an Australian website.
Wow.
Now the government has lifted the
blackout
gag order on Tommy Robinson, but it's still imposing it on the Muslim rapist gang trial. And Tommy Robinson is going to be in jail for 13 months with no protective custody. He has been violently assaulted by Muslims in jail before. He has been the subject of hundreds of credible death threats from Muslims against him, his wife, and children. And when he reported on those death threats on Twitter, Twitter banned him, not the people who made the death threats.
Wow, is this upside down or what, John?
That's what happens when you start caving to terrorists.
Mm.
And these people are fundamentally terrorists, the ones who are threatening his life and the ones who want to impose Sharia law in Britain. It's unspeakable. It's crazy. They actually are demanding Muslim blasphemy laws be enforced in Great Britain. And you've got pathetic clergymen like the Archbishop of the last Archbishop of Canterbury saying, well, maybe we have to allow Sharia law in Britain to keep the peace. I mean, that kind of weakness is the kind of thing that encourages this aggression. With Islamists, they're either at your throat or at your feet. You either have to show them they're utterly helpless or they will impose helplessness on you.
What is this? The Chamberlain DNA still reigns in England?
It is wretched appeasement. But imagine that Neville Chamberlain had Winston Churchill imprisoned.
Yes.
That's what we've got now.
Yeah. What does this bode for America?
Well, this is the kind of thing we're seeing on college campuses where you're seeing boycotts of Israel, pro-Israel speakers not being allowed on campus,
mm-hmm.
Christian groups being banned while Muslim groups are permitted. Fundamentally, the left has made common cause with radical, theocratic, misogynist, anti-Semitic, gay-bashing Muslims, radical Muslims, because they agree on one thing. They both see Christianity and American tradition as the enemy.
Yeah.
They're willing to work together to destroy us, and then they can sort it out at the end to see who ends up in charge. It's kind of like the Hitler-Stalin pact.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
The far right and the far left. Well, I mean, I think if there's anybody you could call far right, it would be Islamists who believe in polygamy, child marriage, honor killing, female genital mutilation, executing homosexuals, and blasphemy laws. I mean, what they want is far worse than existed in Spain during the Inquisition. We never had a theocracy as dark, benighted, and cruel as Muslim regime, you know, Sharia regimes would be. And the left is enabling them and coddling them for this in the name of diversity. But I think it's really, they just see them as foot soldiers against Christianity.
To the degree here in America that it's happening in Europe, to what degree is that happening here?
It's happening increasingly in places like Dearborn, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right now we've got a Democratic candidate for Congress who's openly anti-Semitic for Muslim reasons. We go into this in a lot of depth in my new book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration, which I hope people will check out. I co-wrote it with Al Perota of The Stream.
Right.
We go into all the Islamist threats, the socialist threats, and the fundamental transformation of states like California into one-party failed states because of the massive influx of low-skilled immigrants who become dependent on government welfare programs, who are just natural clients of the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party has written off the American working class, black, white, and Hispanic. It's written them off, thrown them on the ash heap of history, because it sees its votes coming in across the border.
Exactly. And, you know, I know that for some people, they hear this and they think, you know, we're being extreme with this vision, but the pattern is well established, is it not, John?
Well, think about this. Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon and Pete Wilson all got their start in California.
Mm-hmm.
What chance would any of them have to be elected dog catcher now in California?
Exactly.
Why couldn't that happen to Texas? If it happens to Texas, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
There will never again be another pro-life, pro-religious liberty president in America. The Republicans have lost the popular vote in every election except 2004 since Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
With George Bush the first time and Donald Trump, both won only in the Electoral College and only by a razor's edge.
Yes.
Import 3 or 4 million new low-skill immigrants, which is what we're doing, a million a year. Low-skill immigrants are jobs that don't exist. And keep doing that, and there will never again be a pro-life president. So, I once wrote an essay called Amnesty Equals Abortion. That's what it basically adds up to. And the squishy rhinos in Congress are trying to give amnesty to all the DACA and Dreamers and let them sponsor the parents who snuck them into the country for citizenship. How's that?
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you are age 85 or younger, Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know how far the love can go, just how deep, just how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me, look at my hand, look at my side. If you can count the times a day you are forgiven, more than the drops in the ocean.
Your program, your call. Bill Martinez live.
If you want to know how
it's the way you like us, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Again, our gratitude to John Zemerick and what he brought out. This whole situation about Tommy Robinson is just incredible. And what lies ahead? I mean, is the fate of Tommy Robinson similar to another person who was, I guess if you want to say anti-Muslim, anti-Islam, and, you know, who died in prison? Is that what Tommy Robinson's futures holds for him? And the government, how they've radically, you know, moved to protect the interests of a foreign element over a British citizen. It is most amazing. And I appreciate John Zemerick's perspective. His book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration, just a couple highlights. He says building the wall would cost less than half of what we spend to educate illegal immigrants every year. Think about that. Illegal immigration costs American taxpayers $116 billion a year. 62% of naturalized immigrants are for Democrats only 25% are for Republicans. Does that tell you, just in three basic sentences, gives you a pretty good indication as to what is happening, and even in this current movement in Congress, and why even some of these squishy Republicans, which you wonder about, do you guys get it? Do you see what's happening? And we look across the pond and see what's going on in Britain, and here it is. We already have signals of the very same thing occurring here in these United States of America. Samantha Danielle Mao joins us now. I use her middle name because I love Danielle. I love Samantha, too. It's just a beautiful name. Anyway, she joins us. She is the viral video Good News Girl that is featured every week on Bill Martinez, and also featured on the front page of our website, where you can go, because she is kind enough to scour and search wherever, you know, where a lot of people are fearful to go. She goes to get these great news stories that we can talk about, these underserved news stories that we hardly hear about. Sam, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself? I'm trying it out, reading these.
Yeah, I bet. Today's a great day. You know, even though it's another primary day, we got a lot, you know, speaking of, you know, primaries and, you know, politics within our government. You know, this is a time for we the people to demonstrate our strength and control and authority position, as noted in our U.S. Constitution. But if you don't exercise your vote, then you you relinquish your authority position, and the elites are more than willing, able, and capable of you know, taking over. And you know, because they've taken over, we're $21 trillion in debt, and we're in the mess that we're in. But hey, slowly but surely, we're getting a grasp of our country once again. But lest I digress too much here, let's get into these viral videos. This first one, for those of us that have played, you know, sports in school and baseball in particular, this is going to touch you. I could relate to this. A high school pitcher strikes out a childhood friend to win the game, and, you know, and goes and he hugs his friend, right?
That's right. So last week, it was Wednesday, in Minnesota high school baseball game ended with the pitcher rushing home plate, but this was in a nice way. Moundsview High School pitcher Ty Cohen actually struck out Totino Grace batter Jack Cacone, and they had played Little League together. And This sealed the fate of both high schools. This is the championship game. It was a 4-0 victory. And instead of Ty deciding to go celebrate and run out into the field with his friends, the first thing he does as soon as he strikes out Jack was run over and give him a hug. And the video has gone viral.
So cool.
And, you know, I think that's a good reason, because his first, you know, I mean, that's such a terrible situation to get put in, to be put on opposing teams with somebody that you care dearly about. I can't imagine playing against one of my high school best friends, especially for the championship. And then it comes down to the two of you.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, I mean, you know, when I was growing up, we had those situations where, where we were playing on opposing, we played stickball, we were out in, you know, in fields, just playing wherever we could play baseball together, and friends, we all grew up together. And it wasn't until my senior year in high school, after graduation, my dad coached our American Legion team, and all of us played on the same team. It was so awesome. I got to tell you, it was just such a blessing to be able, you know, here it is, you know, all these years that we had played ball together in Little League and Babe Ruth and, you know, now the culmination of many of our baseball careers was there, you know, and my dad was coaching us, and it was awesome. Terrific. So I could relate in this particular situation with this, you know, with this experience. The next one is a dad sees daughter get stage fright, so he runs on stage to, this was so cute. I saw this. This is just way precious. Tell us about this.
So, you know, we've all had those moments of stage fright where we're just, we get scared when we're up in front of
hey, every day doing this radio show, I get stage fright. Are you kidding me?
That's
come
right.
On.
So, when you're 2 years old and you're going out for the first time, as young Bella was, she went out for her first dance recital, and she got too nervous to perform normally, and she starts crying. And her dad, Mark Daniels, decides, you know what? I'm going to go help my baby girl. And she did, and Bella decides, I don't want to get off the stage. And her dad had practiced with her so much. He looks at her. He's like, you want me to stay here with you? And so he holds her hand while he holds their other little, his other little baby. He's the father of three. And he does the performance right there next to her down in Bermuda. And it just has taken off and gone viral. People are saying, dad of the year, this is everything. You know, this is everything we love about dads, when you guys have that, like, soft
happy
vibe.
Father's Day. Yeah, right.
That's right. That's, isn't this the perfect, a perfect video to go viral right before Father's Day? It just, I love seeing stuff like that. And, you know, it totally made a difference to this little girl. She just starts dancing. Nobody else could calm her down, but her dad came up. And they stole the show.
All was well. Yeah, I know. That is so cool. When you go from something that is going to be an absolute catastrophe, bring dad on stage, and here it is. And we got a viral video, and everybody benefits from that. Yeah, very touching.
Right.
Hey, what's the story about this woman? She goes in to save a drowning boy and ends up saving three lives in the process.
So Jennifer Potter, this is in Indiana, she's the assistant manager of an apartment complex, and she was riding by the pool of the complex in a golf cart last week, and she saw a small child in the deep end, and so she stops and she runs, and she's throwing off her shoes as she's running towards the pool, and she jumps in, and she realizes the boy's mother is submerged with him. This woman was trying to help her son. She's pushing him out, and in the process, she was submerged in water herself. Her face was underwater trying to get him out. And fortunately, Jennifer's quick action, you know, she was able to pull the mom and the son both to the side, and then other people were able to get them out. And then it turns out his mother was 6 months pregnant, so she saved not just one, but three lives that day.
Oh, you imagine. Oh, my goodness.
That's right.
Wow.
Everybody's
fine, huh?
That's right. Everybody's okay, and, you know, thank goodness for the quick thinking. And that Jennifer was in the right place at the right time. You know, God just works in mysterious ways sometimes. And sometimes, you know, drowning is not something that, you know, I've read different stuff about that. It's not something that's always loud and obvious like we think of in the movies. It's something that's quiet. And that's what makes it so dangerous, is people don't always hear what's happening. People could be right there and not hear anybody go under. And thank goodness she did.
Well, we call it situational awareness, and there are some people that have that gift. There's a lot of people that we wish had that gift.
that's very true.
But sometimes it can be a little bit peculiar, but that's a whole other story, and that video has not gone viral yet, so yet to be reported. You know, pit bulls have gotten maligned over the years. In this particular case, this is a good pit bull story, where a family's pit bull says, hey, the house is on fire, and tries to drag an infant to safety.
That's right. This is quite the opposite of what you would, like, what you hear in the news a lot. Pit bulls can be just as sweet as any other dog. And Nana Tichanda, I hope I'm saying that right, she said that her dog Sasha kept barking. This is recently. Her dog Sasha was outside, kept barking and throwing her weight against their back door. And when she opens the door, her dog runs in and starts barking like crazy. And she's like, that's weird. You know, that's so unlike her. And she noticed right at that moment that her cousin's house, which was next door, was on fire, and it was coming towards them, and their house is catching on fire. And so Nana decides, I'm going to run, and I'm going to grab my little girl. But her little dog, Sasha, has already got the baby by the diaper, trying to pull her to safety. And so her, you know, her home, like, it just ended up being the attic, but it's uninhabitable. But everybody's okay, and she credits her dog for that.
Oh, my gosh. What a sweet story.
That's amazing. Dogs are smarter than we give them credit for sometimes.
Exactly, and a good one for pit bulls. So we're going to put a good mark for pit bulls on this one here. This final one to wrap up, you got a New Jersey man. He wins $315.3 million Powerball jackpot during a trip to return orange juice that wasn't on sale. Tell us that story. We got about 30 seconds.
Tayab Sulami, he actually he bought orange juice for $5. His wife saw it on sale for $2.50. She asked him to go back and return it. And he decides with his cash he liked the number 315, so he was going to buy a couple tickets, and he wins $315 million. So that was quite a trade. Hey, orange juice for $315.
I think you can afford now the orange juice priced at the wrong price, right?
That's right. Any orange juice he wants.
That's funny. You got to turn it back. It's, you know, we're supposed to get it for $250, not $5. Oh, okay, I'll go. I'll win this Powerball. Is that okay? Honey, I'm home. Look what I won. That's great.
We're Samantha.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutriMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey.